Bexel hastened down the lavish palace corridor, clutching the bulky bag of tools. He didn't see anything. The corridor was empty. A golden carpet lining the floor, mirrors on the walls, arched ceiling inlaid with elaborate mosaics.
Would you stop that?
Av was beside him.
Every time you jump, I nearly cuff you one out of surprise.
I can't help it. Shouldn't we be doing this at night?
Mistress knows what she's doing.
Like Bexel, Av was Imuli, with dark skin and hair. But the taller man was far more self-confident. He sauntered down the halls, acting as if they'd been invited, thick-bladed sword slung in a sheath over his shoulder.
If the Prime Cadisix may provide, I'd rather Av never have to draw that weapon. Thank you.
Their mistress walked ahead of them, the only other person in the hallway. She wasn't Imuli. She didn't even seem Mekabaki, though she had dark skin and long, beautiful black hair. She had eyes like a shin, but she was tall and lean, like an Alethi. Av thought she was a mixed breed, or so he said when they dared talk about such things. The mistress had good ears, strangely good ears. She stopped at the next intersection. Bexel caught himself glancing over his shoulder again. Av elbowed him, but he couldn't help looking. Yes, the mistress claimed that the palace servants would be busy getting the new guest wing ready, but this was the home of Ashno of Sages himself, one of the richest and holiest men in all of Amul. He had hundreds of servants. What if one of them walked down this hallway? The two men joined their mistress at the intersection. Bexel forced his eyes forward so he wouldn't keep looking over his shoulder, but then found himself staring at the mistress. It was dangerous being employed by a woman as beautiful as she was, with that long black hair worn free, hanging down to her waist. She never wore a proper woman's robe or even a dress or skirt. Always trousers, usually sleek and tight, a thin bladed sword at her hip. Her eyes were so faintly violet, they were almost white. She was amazing, wonderful, intoxicating, overwhelming. Av elbowed him in the ribs again. Bexel jumped, then glared at his cousin, rubbing his belly.
Bexel, my tools.
He opened the bag, handing over a folded tool belt. She took it, not looking at him. Then she strode down the hallway to their left. Bexel watched, uncomfortable. This was the hallowed hall, the place where a wealthy man placed images of his cadisix for reverence. The mistress walked up to the first piece of art. The painting depicted a Pan, Lady of Dreams. It was beautiful, a masterpiece of gold leaf on black canvas. The mistress took a knife from her bundle and slashed the painting down the front.
Oh!
Bexel cringed. He'd almost gotten used to the casual way she destroyed art, though he was baffled by it. She did pay the two of them very well, however. Av leaned back against the wall, picking his teeth with a fingernail. Bexel tried to imitate his relaxed pose. The large hallway was lit with topaz chips set in beautiful chandeliers, but they made no move to take them. The mistress did not approve of stealing.
I've been thinking of seeking the old magic.
Why?
I don't know. Seems like something to do with myself. I've never sought it, you know, and they say every man gets one chance. Ask a boon of the Night Watcher. Have you used yours?
No. Don't fancy making the trip all the way to the valley. Besides, my brother went. Came back with two numb hands. Never could feel anything with them again.
What was his boon?
The mistress wrapped up a vase with a cloth, then quietly shattered it on the floor and crushed the pieces.
Don't know. He never said. Seemed embarrassed. Probably asked for something silly, like a good haircut.
I was thinking I'd make myself more useful. Ask for courage, you know?
If you want. I figure there are better ways than the old magic. You never know what kind of curse you'll end up with.
I could phrase my request perfectly.
Doesn't work that way. It's not a game, no matter how the stories try to put it. The Night Watcher doesn't trick you or twist your words. You ask a boon. She gives you what she feels you deserve, then gives you a curse to go along with it. Sometimes related, sometimes not.
Oh, and you're an expert.
The mistress was slashing another painting.
I thought you said you never went.
I didn't. On account of my father going, my mother going, and each of my brothers going.
A few got what they wanted. Most all of them regretted the curse, save my father. He got a heap of good cloth, sold to keep us from starving during the Learn-Up famine a few decades ago.
What was his curse?
Saw the world from upside down from then on.
Really?
Yeah. Twisted all about. Like people walk on the ceilings and the sky was underneath him. Said he got used to it pretty quickly, though, and didn't really think of it as a curse by the time he died.
Even thinking about that curse made Baxo feel sick. He looked down at his sack of tools. If he weren't such a coward, would he, maybe, be able to convince the mistress to see him as something more than just hired muscle?
If the Prime Catasix could provide, it would be very nice if I could know the right thing to do. Thank you.
The mistress returned, hair somewhat disheveled. She held out a hand.
Padded mallet, Baxel. There's a full statue back there.
He responded, pulling the mallet out of the sack and handing it to her.
Perhaps I should get myself a shard blade, but that might make it too easy.
I wouldn't mind if it were too easy, mistress.
She walked back down the hallway. Soon, she began to pound on a statue at the far end, breaking off its arm.
Someone's going to hear that!
Yeah, probably why she waited to do it last.
Why does she do this, Av?
Don't know. Maybe you should ask her.
I thought you said I should never do that!
Depends. How attached to your limbs are you?
Rather attached.
Well, if you ever want that changed, start asking the mistress prying questions. Until then,
shut up!
Baxel said nothing further.
The old magic. It could change me. I will go looking for it.
Knowing his luck, though, he wouldn't be able to find it.